listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The biennial dredging of the Murchison River is underway in Kalbarri. Over the next 4 months, crews are set to work to widen the channel back to 140 metres. The Department of Transport's Chris Mather says river access will remain open throughout the works.
During this time, navigation is open to vessels. We just ask that people make sure they give the dredging a wide berth and obviously listen out to instructions over the radio that may be issued from the dredger to ensure that they don't interfere with any of the pipes, etc.
50% of ex-servicemen and women find the transition back to civilian life extremely difficult. That's the findings of a new report revealing things are even tougher in regional areas. La Trobe University's Kylie Carras says they need more support.
More advocacy was required to ensure services are particularly in rural areas for former service members. We also recommended that some specialist training is needed, so therapists need training in trauma-informed care.
The research findings into best production methods for jackfruit have been revealed at Carnarvon's Research Station Field Day. The Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development leading the three-year study across WA, the NT and Queensland. Research scientist Dr. Melanie Ford says the trial has shown the tree needs protection in Carnarvon's harsh environment.
If you're going to be establishing jackfruit from seedlings, I guess germination strategies, so coming up with good media to be able to germinate your seeds in and good nursery practices.
In sport, a big win for Lafiama Sporting Club at the weekend. The Geraldton Reds recording an impressive 8-3 win over Swan Valley SC in round two of the Belt Up Amateur League. They'll be looking to continue winning ways when the side hosts Northern City this weekend. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.